All right, we are very lucky to be joined right now by Dr. Debbie Schwartz. She is an ER doctor at the Lachine Hospital and also practices family medicine at Santé Mont-Royal. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us and answer some of these questions that we have this morning.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, we've got a lot of lists and texts from listeners coming up in a second, but first things first, how are things going right now at the hospital?
So the hospital is actually eerily quiet. But there's kind of like this cloud of anxiety over all of us just waiting, not knowing what we're waiting for. We're busy getting ready. There's been lots of planning going on, physical planning. I mean, there's a tent going up outside that's going to act as a pre-triage screening center. Within the hospital itself, there's actually new areas being built to divide up the hospital into what we're calling hot and cold areas, which are essentially areas of the hospital that are going to be dedicated to patients with COVID and patients without.
Wow. So you guys really, you said there's this air of anxiety hanging around. You really do not know what is to come. You don't know how bad it's going to get right now, right?
I think it's hard to say how bad it's going to get because we're going to start seeing probably as early as this weekend and next week, because essentially we started the physical distancing on March 13th.
Right.
So that if you factor in the incubation period of coronavirus, that brings us to about 2 weeks later. So we're going to start seeing the actual COVID disease in patients who actually contracted the virus 2 weeks ago.
Right. So that's why social distancing is so important.
It is so important. And I also just want to reiterate, maybe we shouldn't be calling it social distancing, but rather we should be calling it physical distancing.
Yes.
Because I don't want people to feel like they can't reach out virtually to their friends and their family. It's really important that in this moment of crisis that we do stay all connected.
And it's crazy that still some people still don't get it. Mm-hmm. We've heard people saying it won't affect me. Don't worry. I'll be okay if I get it.
This is obviously so upsetting for us to hear. I mean, if you turn on the television, you will see that this virus is so crazy in that it is affecting people who are, yes, people who are elderly and immunocompromised, but I know that there's even young people out there that are saying, oh, this won't affect me, but that is not true. That is not the case. There are people as young as 20 years old that are intubated in the ICU in, across the world. So I think that it's really important that people take this very seriously.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why people are struggling. I'm really thankful that you're here saying that, because we're saying this, and to have a doctor reiterate that is really, really important right now. The importance of social distancing for our future. So let's talk about the day-to-day. A lot of people have a lot of questions. The people who are trying to do their best, the people who are practicing social distancing, they're wondering, for example, how do they best protect themselves when they're going to get groceries?
So that's a good question. So first of all, I would encourage one person from the family to go get groceries. This should not be a family outing. You are going in and getting what you need and going out. What's important is that you wash your hands. This is very important throughout the entire day, but especially when you're going to be going out. So you wash your hands, you wipe down the cart where you're going to be holding it, you get what you need, you don't dawdle, you could say hello to people. There's nothing wrong with standing 6 feet away and saying hello to people, but get what you need and get out. Try to avoid handling cash if you can. Do like contactless pay.
Mm-hmm.
And then wash your hands.
Do you wipe down everything you buy at the grocery store before you put it in your fridge or your cupboard?
I do think it's reasonable to wipe things down. What's most important is like when you empty everything out that you wash your hands. I would wash fruits and vegetables and things like that. The thing I think that is very important to mention, though, about the coronavirus is that this is a respiratory virus. So what that means is that you can actually ingest the virus and nothing will happen to you. It really needs to contact be exposed to the mucous membrane. So that would be your eyes, your nose, and your mouth.
Okay. And it is very easily transmitted those ways, right? Very easily.
Yeah, it is very, very easily transmitted. I think that this is an important point because I know a lot of people are asking me specifically about takeout food and if that's safe. And I do think it is safe to order takeout. And the reason why is because basically because of that reason, because it is a respiratory virus. So if somebody, in order to get sick from takeout food, somebody would have had to, you know, cough directly or sneeze directly on your food. And then you would have to touch that food and then touch your face.
Okay.
So as long as you're washing your hands,
wash your hands. That's really helpful, especially as we're learning that all non-essential businesses are closing and that delivery and takeout will still be available. So that's actually very helpful.
Yeah, Debbie, we're getting a lot of questions about clothes. After I do grocery shopping, after I come home from work, should I change my clothes? Does it get on your clothes?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Oh yeah, to change your clothes when you get home. If you're now you should really only be going out if you're going for groceries or you're an essential service worker. And when you get home, take off the clothes, put them in the washer.
Yeah, I mean, I will add that there's nothing wrong with going outside for a walk or for a bike ride. You should definitely be going outside and getting some air. I think that's really important for our morale. So there's nothing wrong with that.
That's a good point. I agree that people should be, and for our mental health, but you should still be keeping your distance from people when you are out taking these walks, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so the droplets, if someone does cough or sneeze, the droplets can spread as far as 6 feet away, which is where that 6 feet distance comes from.
Getting a ton of texts about symptoms. So can we recap the symptoms and what are people generally feeling upon onset?
So, I mean, the symptoms seem to be really consistent with most viral infections. So coughing, runny nose, sore throat, fever is a big one. Myalgias, which means like aches and pains in your muscles. There have been some reports of diarrhea as well. And ultimately, I mean, shortness of breath, chest pain, difficulty breathing.
So how many of these symptoms would you have before you would go and use the resources, before you would go and use the drive-through testing site at near Place des Arts, or you would go to the doctor or the hospital?
If you're feeling generally well enough to manage at home, I would just counsel you to stay at home and, you know, maintain your distance from other people and to self-quarantine yourself.
Just really quick, Debbie, if you don't mind, let's be clear on that. So if you are having symptoms and we're talking self-quarantine, that means you go nowhere. That means you're not doing the walks and you're not going into the grocery store, right?
Correct. It means that you stay at home for 2 weeks.
Exactly. You do not leave the house. Okay.
You don't. You sit on your couch and you watch Netflix. If you're feeling anxious about it, I mean, I have no problem with the drive-through. I think that that's great. I think that prior to the drive-through, I was getting quite a bit of feedback that the testing centers were actually not really prepared yet, and people were being put a little bit too close together, and so that was making me feel a little bit uncomfortable. But I think that as we're getting better prepared, we're much better prepared to handle this. In terms of the testing centers themselves, that people are being put in the proper distances away from each other, and you're not going to catch the coronavirus from going to the testing center.
Debbie, I know there was a lot of talk a couple of days ago and weeks ago even about masks, the N95 masks and a shortage. Is that still the case?
So right now we're not short of any masks, but we definitely will become short of masks if the trajectory continues in the direction of Italy, for example. So I would just take this opportunity to remind everybody, please don't steal our masks. Our masks in the clinic and then the hospitals, they're for healthcare professionals. They are for your safety. Don't come and take them. I mean, right now we have them under lock and key, actually, so you can't. But if you did take masks, then to please bring them back and donate them back to us.
Unbelievable. Okay, Debbie, Advil. I've seen some reports, I've seen some articles saying that we should not take Advil if we were having symptoms that could be related to COVID-19. Is there any truth to that?
There is some truth to that. There's some contradicting studies, though. So what I'm counseling at this point in time, and please bear in mind that everything is changing on not even a day-to-day basis, on an hour-to-hour basis. There's so much new information coming out. So what we may say one day may not hold true the next day, but at this point in time, I'm counseling, just use Tylenol. If Tylenol works, and you have no contraindication to using Tylenol, then go for Tylenol.
Okay. And something else to mention, I think it's really important for people to keep in mind, and we're not seeing it a lot of places, is when you're coughing or sneezing, whether you are sick right now or not, what is the right way to go about doing that?
Doing what?
Coughing or sneezing. You're not, you don't, we don't want to be covering our hands.
So cough into your elbow.
Right.
Cough into your elbow. If you, normally I would say if you are sick and you want to protect other people, you put a mask on yourself, a surgical mask. But in these situations, if you are sick, you should not be going out anyway. Mm-hmm. And if you are at home and there are other people at home and you're unable to keep a physical distance from them, that would be the one case scenario where I would say that it is fair game to put a surgical mask on.
Okay, I like that. And just to confirm, because I really want this, our producer's telling us to go, but I really want this to be really clear to people. Somebody texted and said, staying home with symptoms, because you said to stay home for 2 weeks, that means you don't go outside the house. Doesn't that mean you won't know if you're a confirmed case of COVID if you're staying home? But you don't have to be a confirmed case, right?
So the idea is that if many people who develop COVID are not going to get very ill.
Right.
So you may end up getting coronavirus and be asymptomatic or have, you know, mild cough and cold symptoms. If you feel that you are sick enough, if you are worried, if you are sick, go to the screening centers. Absolutely. If you are feeling short of breath, if you are feeling chest pain, you go to the emergency room. My point is that if you are feeling like you have a minor little cold, just stay home. Mm-hmm. Don't clog up the test assessment centers. Save them for people who are sicker. Yes, you might not know if you actually have coronavirus, but if you are quarantining yourself anyway, it doesn't really matter because you have no risk of transmitting it to somebody else.
Absolutely. And if you're traveling, if anybody is still flying in, you go right home. You do not go to the grocery store. You do not pass go. You do nothing, but you go home and you stay there for 2 weeks, right?
You got it. And you get somebody to do the groceries for you.
Okay.
And wash your hands.
Okay.
And
wash your hands. Mother bleeping. Oh, gosh, I'm going to be in trouble for that one. Wash your hands.